Seafood is a major export from Louisiana. In this anecdote, Louis Bloom Jr., whose grandfather began Bloom and Bergeron in Houma, which provides dried shrimp around the world, elaborates on the global reach of Louisiana's seafood industry.
When my daddy was going to college at LSU, LSU was an agricultural college, and it also had the ROTC in it. My daddy had forgotten his hat one day at home, and my grandfather mailed him his hat in a box and wrapped it in paper and brown paper and put a Bloomin' Bergeron sticker on top of it and sent it to the ROTC commander's headquarters. And my daddy was in class one day, and he got a note saying, "Commander, I don't remember the man's name, wants to see you." So my daddy hurried up and jumped and ran across the quad, I guess, or whatever it was, to hurry up and get to where the ROTC was. I think it was in Tiger Stadium at that time, too. But he hurried up and got to his office, and boy, he was nervous. He thought something was really going on bad, and the commander was sitting behind his desk, and he had that box on his desk like that. And he says, "Are you Bloom?" He said, "Yeah." He says, "I've been wondering about that." He says, "I got this box from your, I think it's probably your family or something." And he says, "It's got this sticker on there." And my daddy says, "Oh, that's from my daddy." He says, "I forgot my hat at home." And the commander tells me, he says, "Well, you know," he says, "some years back," he says, "I was stationed in the harbor of Shanghai, China. And," he says, "I used to watch those coolies all day long unloading barrels of dried shrimp from a place called Bloom and Bergeron, Red Bug brand, Houma, Louisiana." He says, is that any relation to you?" And he says, "Yes, it is." And he says, "It certainly is a small world." He says, "When I used to watch them unloading those shrimp barrels," he says, "I used to get awful homesick." And my daddy says, "Oh," he says, "I'm not in any trouble." He says, "No, son," he says, and he had it with tear in his eye, and he says, "You know, that was some years back," and he says, "I'll never forget those years." And he says, "By the way," he says, "you don't have to worry about anything." He says, "I'm going to take care of you as long as you're here."